proof that they could shove this stuff down people's throats all across the country and the people would just accept it. Wrong. In fact, stupidly arrogant. Not only have people rebelled, they've also organized and mobilized. Groups like Center for Media and Democracy, Color of Change, Common Cause, Occupy Wall Street, and People for the American Way have rallied grassroots people to hit Alec where it really hurts, its pocketbook. Suddenly, key corporate sponsors were hearing from outraged citizens and customers, and company after company is now withdrawing their sponsorship. Among those recently jumping off the Alec bandwagon are Coca-Cola, Kraft Foods, Mars, McDonald's, PepsiCo, and Wendy's. This is Jim Hightower saying, to connect with these various efforts, go to alecexposed.org. That's alecexposed.org.
What do the corporate powers from Wall Street to Walmart have in common? They hate the Hightower Lowdown. You can see why at www.hightowerlowdown.org.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has acted to restore the voting rights to almost a quarter million Virginians who had formerly been convicted of a felony offense. One out of five people with felony convictions in Virginia are of African American descent and are projected to align themselves with the Democratic Party. Too often in both our distant and recent history, politicians have used their authority to restrict people's ability to participate in our democracy, McAuliffe said in a statement.
Now is your chance to show support for the work our volunteers put in to bring you this newscast, rain or shine, every weekday throughout the year. Joining us now are Conch and Doug, Doug and Conch, to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
Thanks, Ken. Thanks, Rosalyn. Yes, we are getting very close, getting very, very close to our goal. We are $130 away for the goal for the evening news, for the KBOO evening news. We want to make sure that you have a chance to become part of that crew. So if you are out and about, if you are rolling around, just take a break. The traffic's not going to quiet down for a little while. So if you're in your car, if you're on your bike, if you're just walking around, yeah, enjoy the sun and call toll-free 877-500-KBOO.
Or maybe you're at home already. You've maybe been there all day. You may be listening on the web. We do have a brand new redesigned website at kboo.fm. You can listen to us online anytime from anywhere around the world. Much easier to use on the smartphone. This new website is mobile responsive, as they say. The site contains archives of all of our audio. That includes the music shows. So you can listen to any of your favorite KBOO shows on demand on your own schedule. Find out about station news, information, community events, information on volunteering. We can always use volunteers, you know. Training materials and much, much more. All on our website at kboo.fm. You know, support what you use, support what you depend on, support what you love. Donate right now at kboo.fm/give. Or just give us a call. It's the pledge drive after all. And that number is 877-500-5266.
And once you got that mobile app, maybe you'd like to keep it in the very roomy pocket of our cozy KBOO hoodie, which is a fantastic thing to wear during these cool April days and evenings. There'll be cool evenings even in the next couple of months, up until the 4th of July. We know that around here. So that is a great thing to have. For $20 a month, you can have this very, very warm, very plush hoodie that is available for your pledge of support at 877-500-KBOO. You can get a look at it by going on kboo.fm. You click on that upper right-hand corner where it says Donate Now, and look through, and there's a fabulous picture of that black and white and red all over hoodie with the KBOO logo. It's a smart, smart piece of business to have. $20 a month, we'll get it to you. Again, talk to one of our volunteers. They'll give you all the details. They'll fill you in all the details. They'll find a way that will work with you to become an active member. The number to get in touch with one of those folks is 877-500-KBOO.
You know, wearing that sweatshirt, wearing that hoodie is a great way to show your support. Another way to show your support is if you're on Twitter. We're at KBOO. Let your network know that you support KBOO. Spread the love. Spread the word. And remember to use the hashtag Hashtag support KBOO when you do that. Make sure to follow KBOO. We're at KBOO. And find out more about the upcoming broadcasts. There's a lot of stuff happening, community events. And, you know, so much news, so much information, so much entertainment, so many reasons to become a member. And you can become a member at a monthly $6.25. That mere $6.25 a month can get you a copy of Amy Goodman's new book, 20 Years, The Democracy Now! Book, which I used to know the title of. Here it is. It's Democracy Now! 20 Years Covering the Movements Changing America. $75 minimum pledge sounds like a bit. I understand.
That's a handsome book.
It is. And you know, at only $6.25 a month, that's an excellent deal. Pick that book up, take it to the Amy Goodman Show, and get it autographed. Wow. You can do that just by calling 877-500-5266. That's a great deal. It's just a great deal.
Yeah, we want to make sure you have a chance to become a member. We are looking for more new members during this spring membership drive. We have $130, and it looks like we got even less because we do have a couple people that are calling on the phones. So you can join in with them. We got one line left open. It looks like that can be you calling toll-free 877-500-KBOO. It's a great chance to do that before we get back to the last few news stories, before we go to Labor Radio, this fantastic labor show that has been on KBOO for years and years and years, and bringing amazing people in the labor movement who are working to make sure that, you know, one reason that things got so intense that the Oregon increase the minimum wage. You know it was because of folks like you out there making KBOO strong, making the Labor Radio show strong, and making sure that people got out there and demanded good wages, demanded that income inequality get addressed. This is the way that you get your information. This is the way that you get community support. And you can give back by calling toll-free 877-500-5266.
And also online at kboo.fm. Maybe you're a new listener. Maybe you've been around for a while. But be sure to join. We appreciate your support. Again, the number, 877-500-5266. And Ken, Roslyn, let's throw you back to you so that we can have some more of the news. This is why people tune in, after all. We'd love to not have to do these pledge breaks, but you know, you're going to have to call that number.
But we love to get more. We love to get more time with our friends, Ken and Roslyn, and find out more about what's going on.
Yeah, we like being on the radio too, though. We do.
So let's go back and find out some more about what's going on.
Julhas Manan, a top Bangladeshi gay rights activist and worker at the U.S. Embassy, has been hacked to death along with a gay friend in a Dhaka apartment. He was the editor of the only LGBT magazine in Bangladesh. The murders follow by one day the machete murder of a college professor in that city. Though the Bangladeshi government insists there is no ISIS presence in the country, the Islamic State claims responsibility for the attacks. Over the past year, suspected militants have murdered, with impunity, secular or atheist writers and members of religious minority groups, including Shia, Sufi, and Ahmadi Muslims, as well as Christians and Hindus. Many of those murdered appeared on a list of 84 targets widely circulated within the Islamic community in 2013. Two foreigners, an Italian aid worker and a Japanese farmer, have also been killed. Rupan, the magazine Manan edited, was begun with the aim of spreading tolerance toward homosexuality, a highly sensitive issue in Bangladesh where it is technically illegal.
A U.S. district court judge has ruled that a lawsuit against two CIA-contracted psychologists who helped design the U.S. torture program may continue, rejecting a motion to dismiss. The case was filed by two plaintiffs and the family of a third plaintiff who died in U.S. custody. Previous attempts to sue individuals involved in the U.S. torture program have been dismissed after numerous courts have ruled the cases would reveal classified information. The case now moves to a mandatory 30-day discovery process.
President Obama has approved the deployment of 250 Special Forces troops to Syria in order to fight Islamic State. This follows last week's announcement that 217 troops are being sent to Iraq. The president stated that they were not going to send ground troops, and special forces are being sent or meant to give support to local militias already fighting and to not lead in the fight.
Former CIA officer Sabrina D'Souza is to be extradited from Portugal to Italy for the kidnapping of Egyptian cleric Abu Omar. Abu Omar was kidnapped in Milan while he was walking to a local mosque and sent to Egypt, where he underwent torture and imprisonment. The case sheds light on the CIA practice of extraordinary rendition, in which a suspect is kidnapped in one country and detained in another. D'Souza was convicted in absentia with 22 other CIA agents and is the first to undergo extradition.
An often unforeseen result of civil war is food shortage. Nigeria, the home of Boko Haram, the same group that kidnapped 276 girls in 2014, has undergone a food shortage. The country's president, Muhammadu Bakari, is ordering a release of the country's strategic grain reserves to slow the ever-increasing price of food. The military has regained land vital to food supply from Boko Haram and ordering all those displaced from their land to return to till their fields. Nigeria, an oil-rich country, has seen a dip in oil profits, which makes up about 70% of their economy.
You're listening to an hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Grace Ann Smith, Rosalind Scott, Don Zur, Ken Jones, and Jeff Henderson. The producer is Doug McVeigh. Our engineer is Mike Fotoklis. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Lisa Loving. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/evening news. You're listening to KBOO at 90.7 FM in Portland, in Philomath on translator K282BH at 104.3 FM, and in Hood River at 91.9 FM on translator K220HR. I'm Ken Jones.
And I'm Rosalind Scott. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, Abe Proctor and Joe Uris host the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show. At 9, on Alternative Radio, noted intellectual Noam Chomsky speaks on Toward a Better Society. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints, investigative news radio with Dennis Bernstein. And at 11, D-May Roberts hosts a stage and studio special featuring Portland Playhouse's Peter and the Starcatcher and Portland Opera's The Magic Flute.
KBOO would like to thank our community members that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Dambayan, located on 6014 Southeast Foster Road, serving traditional Filipino lunch and dinner Wednesdays through Sunday. Lunch was provided by Santa Fe Taqueria, a Mexican restaurant at 831 Northwest 23rd Avenue, open Monday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to midnight or later. Dinner was provided by Ford Food and Drinks, a Southeast Portland cafe open 7 days a week at 2505 Southeast 11th Avenue.
KBOO Community Radio, along with Street Roots Newspaper, is proud to co-sponsor Amy Goodman's Portland appearance Sunday, May 8th, at the Aladdin Theater. She'll be talking about Democracy Now, 20 years covering the movements changing America. Her new book, co-authored by David Goodman and Dennis Moynihan. And Amy will be doing a book signing after the talk. All proceeds go to benefit KABU and Street Roots Newspaper. Again, that's Amy Goodman on Sunday, May 8th at the Aladdin Theater, 3017 Southeast Milwaukee Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kabu.fm/democracynowbenefit. Democracy is coming to the
USA. The time is 5:59 p.m. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next on KABU, it's Labor Radio. This KABU program has been made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from Aladdin Theater, presenting an evening with session man and solo artist Leon Russell. With a career spanning 50 years, Leon Russell performs Saturday, May 14th. Jefferson Grizzard opens the show, and tickets and information for Leon Russell on May 14th are available at Aladdin-Theater.com.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Labor Radio, the program of, by, and for working people. This is Jamie Partridge, your host for this evening show, and our guests tonight are Laramie Lego. What's your last name, Laramie?
Lexo.
Laramie Lexo, and